Good afternoon, Audio Boo, from a slightly sunny, slightly cloudy, sort of normal sort of day in Richmond, southwest London, or Surrey, depending on where you feel you lie. I'm going to join the bandwagon, although it's a rather obvious bandwagon to join, of talking about Audio Boo's transition into Audio Boom. It has been coming for quite a long time. Audio Boo floated on the part of the London Stock Exchange reserved for little start-up-y type companies, enabling them to build, give them somewhere to build from. Earlier on in the year, quite a bit earlier on in the year, in fact, somewhere around, I think it was May or June or something like that. Its shorthand code, if I remember rightly, was BOOM. Audio Boo as a name was seen as being too difficult for certain parts of the market. It worked as a sort of quirky, jolly sort of thing, a user-centered thing for recording, for the sort of social side. But when they were trying to get big backers on board, when they were trying to attract large broadcasters and other producers to bring their content onto the platform, it didn't work. And I gather that it also didn't work for an American audience, where the word boo doesn't carry positive connotations. So that's why they've gone that way, as I understand it. And as I say, it has been quite a while coming. I wondered for a little while whether it was going to come at all, but here it is, with a brand new shiny app. The brand new shiny app has caused me a few difficulties, and I will come back to those. But to begin with, just a sort of overall assessment, I haven't had that much of a play with it. I only noticed the changes when I went on this morning in order to check for a message. And I like it. Let me just say that. I don't know that it makes that much difference to the world that I like it, but I think that they have a good modern app here. It sits well, finally, I think, against many other high-quality apps out there on the App Store. And also, in the vast majority cases, I haven't checked everything on here, so there are probably things that don't work, but in the vast majority of cases, it works with VoiceOver. How many new apps can you think of, or significantly upgraded apps can you think of, where the vast majority of functions work with VoiceOver? I can't think of that many. So I think that's a really big positive, and it's something that we didn't ought to forget. It's easy to focus on the negatives, and there are some. It's easy to focus them on them and forget that this is still an app which is largely accessible to visually impaired users. I like the swiping approach. I like the fact that the swiping approach is accessible. Often that's something that's forgotten in introducing new gestures, and it doesn't seem to have been in this case. The little help bit is a little bit tricky. I can't tell exactly what's going on screen, but I think it is some kind of animated image showing how to use it. If you keep the VoiceOver cursor focused at the top, near the top of the screen, you do actually pick up the text changing. And eventually, although you may feel that you're stuck somewhere, eventually you get spat out the other end. And are able then to navigate around the remainder of the app. I like the, as much as a bit of a shock to begin with, I like the auto-playing nature of it, of going on, and hey presto, it's playing. I hear the first words of somebody, I can swipe to the next. But it was putting the audio up front again. I think the audio was lost for a little while, where one was inclined to read the descriptions first, or perhaps some people were inclined to see the photographs first, and now audio is being put centre stage once more, and I think that's good. That said, I think that could become slightly irritating when trying to record something quickly. I can imagine that, there's somebody coming down the train playing a guitar or something, and I want to record it very quickly, and I'm having to stop that recording and then get to record and then press go, and it's not very quick. It's relatively easy, but it's not very quick. What else do I like? I like the collecting of things to do with me in my account. That makes sense. I think a reasonable amount of thought has gone into where things are located in this app, how it's divided up, even into the themes and sections. We've got an accidental, I presume, sneak preview of the category, the new categories, a little while back. After I did a boo which went through and pointed out that some of them were a bit confusing, they were withdrawn. I've got no idea whether there was any link between those two events. But they have reappeared. And I think they do make more sense now when we're talking about produced content, of sponsored content, if you will. So those are some of the things that I like so far. Okay, a few frustrations. The recording side of it hasn't been upgraded, has it? It's basically the same thing that's just been shoved in a corner. That is frustrating. There are things that I would have loved to have had on there. Nothing too complicated, but for instance, I am forever recording boos like this at home and then going, oh, bother, I've done it with my... I've geotagged it. So I've then got to go into settings, switch off geotagging, then go in, upload it, then go back into settings and switch back on geotagging again. It's possible, if you've forgotten to geotag something, to click on a button when you're uploading in order to add that geotag. But you can't retrospectively remove a geotag, or not that I'm aware of. If I've got this bit wrong, if it's been added in, then please forgive me, and I will post a correction. But as far as I can tell, you can't add in, you can't remove a geotag, and that would make a huge amount of difference to me. I'm yet to discover how stable the app is when uploading. The last one was appalling, frankly. Whilst uploading, you basically couldn't do anything else if you were using VoiceOver. I don't know if it was the case with using it without VoiceOver. My laptop on my knee here, going to sleep. What else? I think actually for now, that's probably enough. Enough on that side. So overall, leaving aside the issue that I'm going to come on to in a second, the balance, certainly for a listener, it's really good. It's impressive. It has features. I mean, I noticed it has a quick rewind bit for if you've missed something. For instance, something that's been on things like the Audible player for a long time. Really good. I like it. On the recording side, as Blind Equestrian was saying not so long ago, it does feel as though the amateur recorder, whatever, has been slightly forgotten. Not removed, you can still do everything you could do before, but this isn't an upgrade for those people. And it does feel, with the record button being stuck up in the right-hand corner, it does feel a little as though we're being shoved in a corner ourselves. And Blind Equestrian is quite right that it was those people. I mean, I've been on Audioboo now, I think, is it? I'm losing track of time. It's possibly 3.5 years, or could it even be? Hang on, let me just work this out. It's either 3.5 or it's 4 years. I can't remember which. Anyway, I've been on Audioboo for quite a long time. There are others who've been on it significantly longer than me. Many of us have done an awful lot of recordings. We have, I think, contributed both quality as well as quantity. Some may disagree. Many of us have been quite evangelical about Audioboo, have talked about it in mainstream media, have told people about it whenever we've been out and about, have encouraged people to use it. And whilst I think that is appreciated, I do think it's a shame that the recording side isn't given as much of a technological upgrade as some of the other things are. And in that line, in that theme, along with that theme, let me just talk very briefly about my issue. I gather from Twitter that others are facing it too. I record a lot of boos and don't get round to uploading them as quickly as I would like, so I have a lot of drafts. They are all, at the moment, unusable. I've gone into two of them so far. Neither registers any ability to play, so you go to the play button and it's dimmed out, suggesting that there's no actual audio there. And the geotag, when you click on it, changes from whatever it was before to your current location, erasing your original geotag. This is a big problem for me. I will be none too pleased if I have to throw away, or have thrown away for me, probably about 25 recordings, maybe more, including a few from the end of my holiday in Bosnia. Yes, I still have some that still needed uploading. It took a long time to do it because of the stability issues in the last app. I'd like to have these back if they're still there. I might have a look on iExplorer, but I shouldn't have to do that. Every time there's been an Audioboo update in the past, unfortunately, I seem to have had to have gone round this cycle. I've lost significant numbers in the past. I should also say, though, that Audioboo has also tried in the past and succeeded in saving a number of recordings. Last time I asked about this, some kind of behind-the-scenes change was made, and a number of recordings that had appeared to be corrupted became usable again, and I was very grateful for that. I probably didn't actually come on and say thank you for that, and I should have done, because that did make a big difference and it was appreciated. It would be nice if they could do something similar once more. But we will have to watch and wait, and for the time being I won't go into any more of them unless I am corrupting them by actually entering them and removing those geotags. With the second one I went into, I actually put the plane into airplane mode before going in, so that it couldn't overwrite it with my current location. That's not necessarily always going to be practicable. So, there we go. My thoughts. I would like to say well done to the developers. I don't know if it's the same developers who've been with Audioboo all along, or whether Rob, the CEO, has brought in new people in order to do this. But whatever, I think they have created a quality app. A few points on the transition to be smoothed over, but overall, an impressive product.